Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nick Wright, First Things First, was on Fox Sports 1 and his show earlier today, and he said the Ravens would go 14-3. He mapped out the entire schedule, right? He mapped out everyone's wins and losses, the whole entire thing. He picked every single game. So it's not like he's saying, oh, I predict this, but then I don't make it correspond to this. He's matching them up, Dustin. And he says the Ravens are going to go 14-3. The Browns would go 10-7. The Bengals would go 9-8, and the Steelers would go 7-10, which, by the way, would be Mike Tomlin's first losing season.
Ever.
In Pittsburgh. Will any team in the AFC win 14 games? 216-578-0092. What do you think here? I don't know the Baltimore fascination. I don't know why there was such a fascination with Baltimore, but I know you had one at one point. I know you've talked about it before. What am I missing here?
Wait, with Baltimore?
Yeah. 14 wins for Baltimore?
Yeah, that sounds insane. I think they're really good. Really well coached. They got better this offseason. They've never, like, since Lamar's been there, they haven't really had star wide receivers. I know that's an issue that you keep bringing up.
Yeah, because they still don't have star
they
wide receivers.
They don't, no. But, I mean, they've just got a bunch of dudes out there that, you know, kind of do what works well for that offense and some unknowns. I mean, you know, Bateman's relatively young, and I expect him to take some leaps. They drafted some players. They're good at tight end. They got better on the offensive line. I don't know. I just think they're a really good team.
And can you even give them credit for drafting
players? I don't think they're going to win 14 games.
They took a center. They took two tight ends and a six-round running back in the draft from an offensive standpoint.
I love the one tight end they took in the fourth round.
They took two of them. They already have two tight ends. They took two more. I just don't know. Like, from an offensive standpoint, if you're Lamar Jackson, it's a reason why he went off on Twitter late in the first round. You're probably looking at that draft like, what did you guys do to help me? You guys didn't even try to help me there. And I'm just, I don't know. Maybe it's everyone thinking that because they collapsed because of the Lamar injury down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just looking at it like they were so good to start the year?
I think that's what is the sticker shock for a lot of people is they're looking back to last year. They forget that Lamar was really, I mean, how many games did he play last year? 7, 8?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. So they dropped the final 6 of the year, finishing 8-9.
Yeah.
I called it an Arizona Cardinals-esque collapse, but that's not entirely fair because at least the Cardinals had Kyler Murray out there.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar had Tyler Huntley, who actually didn't look too bad.
Right.
Tyler Huntley, the Green Bay game, that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
That was peak Tyler Huntley. Even the Browns game was kind of fun. Like, he was a pretty good player. He's not the worst backup in the history of backups. I just don't know how they get this thing to 14-3 in the AFC. The AFC is a gauntlet. And on top of it, Nick then had the Bengals. And, I mean, my Bengals, I'm going to call them my Bengals for a second here because I've been waving the flag for them for a little bit. They took one on the chin in the scheduling game. Like, we did the conversation before the schedule came out. Now I'm looking at the schedule because, I mean, I pulled it up the other day and I was like, oh, no, this is not. Like, look from week 11 on for what they have to deal with. You got the Tennessee Titans followed by the Chiefs. Followed by the Browns, followed by the Buccaneers, followed by the Patriots, followed by the Bills, followed by the Ravens. There's no breather in there.
Mm-mm.
That's a murderer's row that they have to go up against. Like they have, I saw it was the third hardest schedule in all of the NFL, which makes sense. Like you go to the Super Bowl, you finish one in your division, you're going to have a tougher putt moving forward. But still, to be hit with that, oh man. Bengals, it's no lock that they make their way back. It's no lock at all.
No.
That's a really hard schedule that they got. But I just don't know how you put 14 wins on any team in the AFC.
Yeah, I don't know how you put 14 wins on any team in general. I mean, to have a season that's marred by three losses, you know, that would be, it's an all-time great type of season.
Playing an all-time great AFC quarterback
be ridiculous. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the winner of this division probably is somewhere in the nature or somewhere in the realm of 12 wins.
12 wins?
I think 12 wins is reasonable to win this division.
What do you think about his prediction for the Browns and saying 10-7, which I don't know how he did the prediction when you don't have Deshaun Watson. That seems like an impossible ask to be able to. I'm assuming he just moved forward as if Deshaun was going to be the quarterback.
I guess you just have to assume he's going to play. And then if your prediction's off and you say, well, I assumed that Deshaun was going to play 17 games.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
216-578-9992. Ted, up next on the Fan. Hello, Ted. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Listen, I do not know what the infatuation myself is with Baltimore. And at any point that Dustin wants to bring up about the Ravens, I can counterpoint. And I can start with Patrick Queen, the linebacker, bust out. Left tackle has been hurt for Stanley. He's been out for a year and a half with ankle problems. How do we know what he's going to do? They got a hole there, in my opinion, at left tackle. They got a hole on the other side of the secondary where they lost the guy last year. I don't know who's going to play there. The receiving core, no better than the Browns. And I'm sorry, but the games that Lamar Jackson played, look it up. His stats were Baker-esque, in my opinion.
Jeez. All right, thank you, Ted. I appreciate you. Baker-esque for Lamar Jackson. I mean, that's just not true. That's just I just can't let that just fly. Like, just not, that's just factually incorrect is all that is. Lamar Jackson's a really good quarterback.
Yes.
He's a couple years removed from being a league MVP. I just can't live in the area where he's got no wide receivers and Baltimore just think that's going to be okay. To the tune of 14. I'm not talking about 10. I'm not talking about 9. I'm talking about 14 wins, being a number one seed. He had more wins than the Chiefs were going to have this year. He had him with more wins than any other team in the AFC, and I just don't know how you get there. I don't know. The Bills were at 13-4 in Nick's mind, while the Ravens were at 14-3. Meanwhile, he really had the Bengals coming back down to earth at 9-8. I just don't see it.
I don't see 14 wins. I see them being right at the top of the division, but not that many wins.
Is that a 4-win gap between the Ravens and the Browns? 216-578-0092. Do you guys see it that way? Do you see it as a 4-win gap between those two teams? Where are the Ravens that much better than the Browns with Deshaun Watson on this roster? Because it's not, you can talk about different points, right? Safety, you know, there's certain specialties you're always going to be able to find where one is better than the other, of course. Mm-hmm. But as a whole, no, forget me on that. And I can't even look at it like I'm going to suggest all of a sudden that you need to have some sort of elite defense. Like I know some Baltimore fans are going to call up and be like, oh, but they'll be a top 10 scoring defense. No. Bengals last year were 15th in scoring defense. The Rams, the other Super Bowl counterpart, were 17th in scoring defense. You don't need to be. The days of trying to be, you know, top 5, top 10 in order to get your Super Bowl ticket punched, it's just not baked in reality right now. You need to have a premier offense. The Browns currently have a premier offense. So I'm so surprised that everyone's so sleeping on the Bengals. What part of the Bengals offensively got worse this offseason? None of it. They upgraded the offensive line, Dustin, to add with Joe Mixon, who they already have, to add with T. Higgins, with Ja'Marr Chase, with a little guy named Joe Burrow. Like, and they're proven postseason winners. One problem I have with Dustin, well, let's say that's one more year than Lamar Jackson. Harbaugh, he's got one playoff win since 2015. Everyone just goes, they go nuts for Harbaugh. Harbaugh's legitimately got one playoff win since 2015. And Lamar himself is one playoff win. So, like, forget me on that nonsense. Bob, up next on the Fan. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Good show as always. Hey, just a quick comment on Lamar Jackson. I will never take away that his athleticism is just superior, no doubt. But I think back in the days when Randall Cunningham started the scramble of the quarterback, the running of the quarterback, then Michael Vick kind of continued it. And I think a lot of teams kind of caught on to that play. And I think the league last year, especially the Browns, really picked it up last year, and they were able to stop that running. They were able to confuse him. And he seemed very confused throughout the season in that backfield where he just couldn't get things going. So I kind of think the teams have really caught on to that style of play, that scrambling athleticism. I think he needs a really, really, really good receiving core and maybe settle down a little bit and not break out so much out of that pocket. And I think his numbers are going to pick up. But if he continues to play like he's been playing, I think the league has figured him out. I think the league's really got a grasp on his play. And he just looks really confused to me.
All right, thank you, Bob. Appreciate you, man. I don't know that he's confused. I just feel like he just needs better help. I like Mark Andrews. He's good. He needs better help.
There's no doubt he could use some more weapons on that offense, especially at the wide receiver position. There's just I'm looking at their depth chart right now. There's guys that I've never heard of that are probably going to be, you know, instrumental in that offense this year.
And how often do you have guys that you've never heard of that are instrumental on a 14-win football team?
It's rare, but I mean, when you've got a quarterback like Lamar that is special, he's going to make players around him better. I think people are forgetting how good Lamar Jackson really is.
Yeah, but can you make that same equation? You know how we talk about Deshaun Watson? It's like, well, Watson's going to make David Bell shine in this offense as a number two. Can you make that same statement with Lamar?
It's hard to say.
It is.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.